With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A drowning in Langlade County took the life of a 14-year-old boy. A call about a possible drowning came into the Langlade County Sheriff's Office Friday afternoon. It was on Sawyer Lake in the town of Wolf River. The boy was pulled from the water, but his life couldn't be saved. He was from the Chicago area. Drowning doesn't look how it's often depicted in TV shows and movies. You should not expect someone to be waving their arms and shouting for help. Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team Leader Michael Fraley says it's really a silent action.
People aren't able to make noise when they're drowning. You know, their lungs are already in trouble. They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are. They're also not going to be able to wave to you. Their arms are going to be trying to keep them afloat.
There are some signs you can look for. Fraley says the person is usually upright in the water, not looking like they're swimming. They're usually not able to float or keep their mouths above the water consistently.
The most that you probably notice was that the person's just not connected to anything. You know, they may be looking in the wrong direction. They don't seem like they're focused on anything. Maybe their eyes are closed. Maybe their head is tilted back, trying to gasp for air, but they're not able to interact or even really kind of understand what's going on.
According to Fraley, a drowning person can submerge in as little as 20 to 60 seconds after showing signs of struggle. Immediate action is critical. Getting that person to some kind of flotation device is the best thing you can do.
And you don't want to get, you know, too close to the person so that they grab onto you and pull you down. You want to try and get behind them. First and foremost, you want to go out there with some sort of a device that they can grab onto instead of grabbing onto you.
Drowning is the leading cause of death for children ages 1 to 4, according to the CDC. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting the first cases of West Nile virus in the state this year. West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. There's been one case in a person in Barron County. Mosquitoes collected from Milwaukee and Lafayette counties have also tested positive for the virus. Most people who are infected with West Nile virus do not have symptoms. Rebecca Osborne is the Wisconsin Department of Health Services vector-borne disease epidemiologist.
Nearly 80% of people who are infected with West Nile virus will never know it. They'll not develop any symptoms or illness, and there's no evidence that that it will sort of recur later. In fact, once you've been infected with West Nile virus, it's expected that you're immune for the rest of your life.
Wisconsin tends to go through cycles of low and high numbers of cases per year. Last year, there were 32 reported cases in people. Osborne says it's likely climate change will make mosquito-borne illnesses like West Nile more common, but the data isn't showing that at this time.
What we do know about the climate in Wisconsin is we are seeing an earlier start to mosquitoes becoming active and a later frost, or when mosquitoes during the year become inactive because it's too cold. So that does just mean that mosquitoes are likely active for longer.
Osborne says West Nile virus is still rare in Wisconsin, but cases can be severe or even deadly. She encourages people to take precautions to avoid mosquito bites. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, is not planning to run for governor or a full term in her current role. Instead, she's considering a run for lieutenant governor in 2026. Her decision announced Monday comes after Democratic Governor Tony Evers announced he would not seek a third term, creating an open race next year. Godlewski was appointed as Secretary of State by Evers in March of 2023. Unlike in most other states, the office in Wisconsin does not run elections and has few official duties. Current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has announced her candidacy for governor. Other Democrats and Republicans are also considering entering the race. The Portage County man suspected of killing his parents is being held with a high cash bond, Mike Leishner reports.
District Attorney Cass Cousins says that Jacob Schulfer was discharged from the hospital over the weekend and immediately booked into jail on 7 counts, including 2 charges of first-degree homicide for killing 52-year-old Paula Schulfer and 53-year-old Dale Schulfer on July 6th. He was shot by police when he refused to drop his weapon as they were responding to the scene, an action that an internal investigation showed was justified. 35-year-old Jacob made a court appearance on Monday and will be held on a $2 million bond. He returns to court on Friday.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. The Wisconsin DNR has not been able to locate the bear that attacked a woman in Barron County. Earlier this month, 69-year-old Karen Fry was attacked by a bear in her backyard in the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. The Wisconsin DNR spent the next 2 weeks searching for the bear that attacked her. They trapped and released a couple of bears that did not end up being the one they were looking for. The DNR says it's stopping its trapping efforts, but will continue to monitor the area. There are an estimated 24,000 black bears in Wisconsin. Attacks on humans are very rare. Families that make up to $400,000 per year filing joint tax returns will see a $200 bump in the federal child tax credit for a total of $2,200 under the new Republican tax and spending law, but some may be cut out of the credit altogether. Eric Galatas explains.
The new rule, which requires children and at least one parent to have a Social Security number to qualify, is projected to shut out nearly 3 million children nationwide. Andrea Kuick with the Bell Policy Center says many working families that don't earn enough money will not get the full credit under the new law.
It's not only not giving them a bigger tax credit that they could use for their children, but it's also going to be potentially cutting Medicaid, potentially cutting food assistance benefits.
To receive the full credit, a single parent with two children needs to earn at least $33,700 per year. Families earning less than $2,500 a year and U.S. citizen children with undocumented parents will not receive anything. The new tax and spending law also cuts $186 billion from SNAP, formerly food stamps, and $1 trillion from Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program over the next decade. I'm Eric Galatas.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.